Welcome to chapter number 4, Memory of My Dad. I hope you enjoy this half as much as I did reliving it. Growing up, I was always active in sports, especially basketball. And Pop used to show up, watch me play, practice. He was always there. Even when it snowed, I would take a basketball and a shovel, go down to West Catholic, shovel off the basketball courts, and practice. And somehow Pop showed up, quietly watched. And that went on during my growing up years. At 16, I was part of an all-black basketball team, a pretty good team. And we wound up in a championship game that was played at a place called Memorial Hall in Philadelphia. That particular January night, the weather was not good. Snowy, icy, and when a basketball game usually starts, it starts with a layup drill, last a couple of minutes, then you hear a buzzer, you go back to the bench, and in a couple of minutes, the game starts. And Pop had been at every practice, and game, and sat in the back quietly, enjoyed the game. And this particular night, after the buzzer went, we went back to the bench. My dad hadn't arrived yet. The weather, obviously, he's usually always on time. So anyway, after a couple minutes, the ref came over and told us, all right, let's go, time to start the game. We had a center, Stanley Singletary, about 6'8", 240 pounds. And I'll never forget, he went over to the ref and told the ref, we really can't start this game until Mr. Mack arrives. I thought to myself, that was kind of strange. And anyway, right at that point, Dad walked in. So the game proceeded, and we were fortunate enough we won. After the game, I went up to Stanley, and I asked him, I don't understand, what was that all about with the ref, telling him that we weren't going to start until Mr. Mack arrived? I don't remember you and Dad ever really having any conversation. Why would you tell him, you know, we weren't going to start until he was here? And Stanley's response is something I will never forget. He said, Mr. Mack is the only constant in my life. Wow, I thought about that a lot since. I just assumed, I guess, at that point that everybody's dad pretty much was like mine, was there, and I took it for granted. But the more I thought about that, the more I realized, maybe for the first time, just really how lucky I was. It really impacted a lot of things going forward in my life, because I always felt that appreciation was the key to a happy life, and I had a much higher degree of appreciation after I revisited other situations that maybe I did take for granted. And since then, I've tried not to do that again. And I told this story at Dad's funeral mass several years ago. And even now, several, you know, long time later, people would come up to me and remind me of this, of that particular story. He had a quiet presence that whenever he was around, there was a certain feel of peace and tranquility, no matter what was going on at the time. And that really is a unique human quality that very few people have. And he was one of those special people that had that. And that night has always stuck in my mind and brought home the obvious. I was fortunate. And, you know, until you have something relative to compare with, you really don't know anything. You live in an absolute world. And you assume that what you have is what is. But once you're exposed to the outside, it gives you a different perspective. And it changes you. And I know it changed me. It was a very cool experience, and I wanted to share that with you. On Father's Day, Pop, I love you. Bye.
Next up, using rejection as a motivator.